of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Very warm welcome to our worship on this Sunday as we journey through the Easter season. Just a couple of notices. Firstly, messy church this afternoon from 4 o'clock in our centre. Love to see our young ones. It's always good to see our young ones. So if you can encourage anyone to come. Not that I'm looking around here and thinking there aren't any tiddlers amongst us, but nevertheless, messy church this afternoon. And then just looking ahead slightly, you'll know that our Queen is, of course, celebrating a quite significant year this year. There are lots of celebrations happening nationally, but last week you'll have had, hopefully, a flyer about our celebrations here, which are on Sunday, the 5th of June, 12:30 from 3:30 in our centre and garden. Food and fun for everyone. Red, white and blue the themes, so come dressed up. So you can already be getting those things out of your wardrobe, red, white and blue. The bar will be open and then there'll be a service of thanksgiving here in church at 4 o'clock. So that's Sunday the 5th. Joan will be outside, so if you haven't got a flyer, you can take one then. And then lastly, I've published the bands of marriage between Luke Benjamin Lewis Petman, is that right? Brilliant. Chloe Victoria Levitt, Christopher Mark Walker, Nicola Ann Stoner, and that's right, and between Lee Anthony Moore and Kirsty Mary Egan, between Mark Neil Jubb and Angela Jane Sellers, all of this parish, these are for the second time of asking, if any of you know a reason in law why these persons may not marry each other, you are to declare it now.
Let us receive new life in him as we confess our sins in penitence and faith. Most merciful God,
Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbours. In your mercy, forgive what we have been. Help us to amend what we are, and direct what we shall be, that we may do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you,
our God. Amen. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Risen Christ, faithful shepherd of your Father's sheep, teach us to hear your voice and to follow your command, that all your people may be gathered into one flock to the glory of God the Father. Amen.
reading from the Acts of the Apostles. In Joppa, there was a disciple whose name was Tabitha, which in Greek is Dorcas. She was devoted to good works and acts of charity. At that time, she became ill and died. When they had washed her, they laid her in a room upstairs. Since Lydda was near Joppa, the disciples who heard that Peter was there sent two men to him with the request, "Please, come with us without delay." So Peter got up and went with them. And when he arrived, they took him to the room upstairs. All the widows stood beside him, weeping and showing tunics and other clothing that Dorcas had made while she was with them. Peter put them all outside, and then he knelt down and prayed. He turned to the body and he said, "Tabitha, get up." Then she opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up. He gave her his hand and helped her up. Then calling the saints and the widows, he showed her to be alive. This became known throughout Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. Meanwhile, he stayed in Joppa for some time with a certain Simon, a tanner. This is the word of the Lord.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe, because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
May I speak to the glory of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Do you remember the days when the high street shopping experience consisted of a British Home Stores, a Woolworths, and a HMV record shop? I do. As a child of the 70s, growing up in the 80s, it was a real treat to go into Woolworths, or Woolies, as it was known, to spend our pocket money. As we got older, HMV was the place to go to buy records, then the C90 cassette, and then a CD. Happy days. Do you remember the HMV logo? Yes, some people nodding. The trademark image came from a painting by an English artist who inherited the little dog, Nipper, and the gramophone player from his late brother. What he captured in paint was Nipper sitting attentive at the speaker, so that even after the death of his beloved owner, Nipper could be comforted by hearing his master's voice, HMV. Jesus, this morning in our gospel, used a similar reality in trying to explain to his disciples his love for them and his relationship with them. In today's Gospel from John, we experience a glimpse of Jesus reflecting on his ministry by using the image of him being the shepherd. There are many occasions when Jesus uses this image to characterize who he was for them and who he is for us now. To Jesus and the people of his day, tending sheep was a familiar activity. The shepherd was the one who led the sheep to fresh grass, guarded the strays, protected the sheep, and paid special attention to the most vulnerable of the flock. The devoted shepherd knew each one of his sheep and valued the life of everyone. In referring to himself as the shepherd, Jesus gives an insight into his love and care for every one of the flock. Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Jesus is leading them and us closer to God. Jesus was almost certainly playing on an image much more ancient than that of the gramophone record image. Psalm 100, a psalm of thanksgiving, reflects these words of confidence offered by one who knew the joy of God's people to be the sheep of the pasture. And of course, Psalm 23, which is so often read at funerals. The psalmist reminds us, as we might feel, that we have been forsaken by God. We are kept safe through all the transitions of this life. God, through our relationship with Jesus, is still speaking to us, even if he feels far away. These examples are a comfort when we stray from his ways like lost sheep.
We are sought and saved and brought back to the security of the fold. He is our protector, our friend, and the one we should be attuned to hear. You will have heard Matthew speak about thin places, those places, and you will all have your own, where the space between heaven and earth is at its most narrow. It can be the place where we and God encounter each other. Often we think these places are far away from real life. They are far flung, remote, and silent. But what if we consider that the thin place was right in the middle of our daily commute, the busy diary, the school run, or the washing up? Does the notion of a thin place being separated from our daily routine somehow lead us to think that we shouldn't hear God in the ordinary or the mundane? So our task might be considered something like emulating Nipper, the dog. We do well by learning to recognize our master's voice so that we can hear his word and follow him. We may hear God speaking in our worship, in the regular reading of our scripture, and in our own private prayer time. And there's a little advert coming up here. On Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, you are all invited to join in with online public prayer. Check the website for details. We may hear the resonance of God's voice in the example to love our neighbours as ourselves, to hear the cry of the sick, the poor, and the needy. So we, sisters and brothers, must keep our ears tuned to the voice of God. Through recognizing Jesus as our good shepherd, calling out in the midst of other voices, and not just the special thin places. Of course, the danger is that we do not know how to recognize his voice or discern his words. God calls to us at different points and often when we least expect it, and often when we aren't fully listening. The Jesus whom we proclaim this day as our good shepherd, whose presence is constantly with us, his flock, is the challenge that is set before us, to hear and to listen for his voice, to allow ourselves to be in the place where he will find us. So as we continue our journey through this season of Easter, let us dedicate ourselves to the task of creating a thin place in the ordinary stuff of life. Remember Nipper, attentive and attuned to his master's voice. May we too hear God's voice right at the heart of our daily lives, to respond and to follow, and in doing so, walk with him all the days of our life. Amen.
With the Father, through him all things were made. For us Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Please sit or kneel to pray. In the worldwide Anglican community, today we pray for the Anglican Church of Rwanda, and especially for the Primate of the province, Laurent Mbanda. We ask your blessing on their key priorities: to recover from the impact of the genocide in Rwanda by training more clergy and through its healing ministry to the many traumatized people there, and in the church's work as an agent for reconciliation, restoration and rehabilitation. In the worldwide church, we pray for the churches in Ukraine, who continue to minister to their congregations in the most trying circumstances. In this church, we give thanks for the work of our live streaming team, to Nick, Mark, Matthew, and Mike, who have demonstrated great skill and imagination in ensuring that members of our congregation who cannot be here can continue to join us in worship. We ask your blessing on Messy Church this afternoon and share our delight that so many young people are able to participate in this church community. For the harvest of his Spirit, thanks be to God. For the good we all inherit, thanks be to God. For the wonders that astound us, for the truths that still confound us, most of all that love has found us, thanks be to God. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we pray for peace in our world. We pray especially for the conflict in Ukraine, that a peaceful and just solution can be found by leaders guided by you and your wisdom. Be with all those working for peace and justice across the world. The United Nations has declared today and tomorrow as a time of remembrance and reconciliation, to pay tribute to those who lost their lives in the Second World War and to remember their sacrifices. We ask that these days may be used as a time to redouble the world's efforts to settle disputes by peaceful means in conformity with the Charter of the United Nations. Creator God, we are surrounded by your oceans with abundant life in the deeps. Help us to care for its beauty and to respect its power. We ask that the world leaders hear the words of our great environmentalists, that action is required now. For the fruits of his creation, thanks be to God. For his gifts to every nation, thanks be to God. For the ploughing, sowing, reaping, silent growth while we are sleeping, future needs in earth's safekeeping, thanks be to God. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for recycling awareness by the people and shops in our community. We ask for your blessing on all the recycling schemes, on the East Leeds Recycling Centre in Seacroft and the Revive Leeds Reuse Shop based there. We pray for all households under further strain because of the increases in the price of food, fuel and energy. We give thanks, continue to give thanks for the work of the food bank at St. Richard's, supporting almost 200 families each week and providing a place of welcome cafe on Thursday lunchtimes. And we pray for all the residents of Clapham Dean Road. In the just reward of labour, God's will is done. In the help we give our neighbour, God's will is done. In our worldwide task of caring for the hungry and despairing, in the harvest we are sharing, God's will is done. Lord, in your mercy, We give thanks for the work of St. Gemma's Hospice, who provide physical and spiritual care for those with cancer and other life-threatening illnesses. Walking alongside patients as they approach the end of their life, or sometimes alongside a family member as they try and make sense of impending bereavement. We pray for all those in this community who have been told that they are terminally ill. We ask that you be with them and their families. O God, our Redeemer, whose Son ever lives to make intercession for us, hear us as we pray for those in any kind of need. We remember those who have asked for our prayers. For Ginny Camponi, Tom Heafy, Jeff Blowers, Sharon Clark, Beryl Laverick, Shane Simpson, Marjorie Wilkinson, Christine Oates, Marjorie Wilkinson, and Jeff Lidster. And remember too those from this community and long-term care, and for those who care for them. Mary Metcalf, Margaret Burton, George Brown, Jennifer Mode, and Lynn Perry. May he who has borne our infirmities strengthen and heal them, that they may find grace to help in time of need and rejoice in his salvation. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who is given to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one. We pray for the souls of all who have recently died and for those who mourn their death. And remember those whose anniversary of death occurs at this time. Mark Dean Johnson, Edward Fryer, and Geoffrey Rinder. And we give thanks to all those in this place who support the bereaved. Lord, in your mercy, make us joyful and expectant that it is coming with all his own. We too may go forth to meet him and share in his eternal joy. Merciful Father,
accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Risen Christ came and stood among his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." Then were they glad when they saw the Lord. Alleluia. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Peace be with you.
Peace be with you.
Thank you.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. In your loving care, you spread before us the table of life and give us the cup of salvation to drink. Keep us always in the fold of our Saviour and our Shepherd, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Almighty and Eternal Father. And in these days of Easter to celebrate with joyful hearts the memory of your wonderful works. For by the mystery of his passion, Jesus Christ, your risen Son, has conquered the powers of death and hell and restored in men and women the image of your glory. He has placed them once more in paradise and opened to them the gate of life eternal. And so, in the joy of this Passover, earth and heaven resound with gladness while angels and archangels and the powers of all creation sing forever the hymn of your glory. Holy indeed, the source of all holiness. Grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit and according to your holy will, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in the same night that he was betrayed took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
Great is the mystery of faith.
Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again.
So, Father, calling to mind his death on the cross, his perfect sacrifice made once for the sins of the whole world, rejoicing in his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming in glory, we celebrate this memorial of our redemption. As we offer you this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, we bring before you this bread and this cup, and we thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. Send the Holy Spirit on your people, and gather into one in your kingdom all who share this one bread and one cup, so that we, in the company of Blessed Mary, St. Matthias, and all the saints, may praise and glorify you forever, through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever.
Amen.
Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever.
Amen.
We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Hallelujah! Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the feast. Hallelujah!
Shepherd, I shall not want. He may come.
Let us pray. Merciful Father, you gave your Son, Jesus Christ, to be the Good Shepherd, and in his love for us to lay down his life and rise again. Keep us always under his protection, and give us grace to follow in his steps, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name, through Christ our Lord. The Father, by whose glory Christ was raised from the dead, strengthen you to walk with him in his risen life, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
With the power that raised Jesus from the dead at work within you, go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia.
In the name of Christ, amen. Alleluia, alleluia.